people always ask us to make a list. What would a Dead in Hip Hop list look like? And we've always said that there's no way we can come to a general consensus on what an actual Dead in Hip Hop list would look like, because we all listen to everything vastly different, as you guys probably already know. Mike is way on the far left, people is way on the far right. And you know, me, you know, B and I, we're kind of somewhere sandwiched, you know, in the middle. So, but the closest thing we can come to actually doing a list is to say, hey, are there two artists on this list that we think deserve to be on the list, or that criteria? We would keep? What, huh?
What's our criteria?
I mean, the thing is, I mean,
who had fresh, buzz?
Like buzz, fresh.
Is that what we're going on? Like, who had a
yeah,
buzz?
Yeah, I would say who had a pretty good year, you know, who had a pretty good year last year that we think that we'll basically,
translate,
you know,
to future success.
Have a bigger year this year. Kind of the same thing that we think Double SL is doing. Okay. So, you know, so I guess we would all agree that Danny Brown and Macklemore is okay to keep.
Most why though, if they've been in the game for so long?
Macklemore's
is it really
been in the
based
game,
off
but
the
he
buzz?
Switched up so hard.
But when I think about these two guys, you just think about the year that they've had,
yeah,
you know, and the buzz that they're generating.
And what's about to happen. It's like he said, what's about to happen to them.
So that's what makes him a freshman. It's like what's about to happen. Not
well,
necessarily.
It's like you just graduated 8th grade, dog.
Yeah.
You just graduated 8th grade. You're going in your freshman
exactly.
year.
He kept flunking, right?
Right.
He flunked like 4, 5, 6 times. Mm-hmm. Finally, you took the test and your ass graduated. Hey. Now you're a freshman.
Bam, there you
go. It's that's what
welcome
I'm saying.
To the world.
Like
welcome
Macklemore, Macklemore did the album. He even says it on the EP. He did the album. He got a buzz. He got addicted to drugs and alcohol. He kind of fell back for a minute. Then he fixed himself up. He came back, did the EP. Bam. He flunked right after the album.
So with that said, so you have some of those guys that kept flunking, and then you have some of the guys that just went straight to the 9th grade. Like
yeah,
the,
no,
like
you
the,
do.
Yeah, yeah, you
do.
Right.
You know, you have some smart guys. You have some guys that have,
right.
you know, the right team
they
around
took the
them
right route.
Yeah, they
right.
took the right route, and you know, they went 7th, 8th, 9th.
But they're on the list.
And they're on the list.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
like,
GK.
Right, that's what yeah. I'm saying. So, I think, yeah. in that sense, I mean, didn't Double SL kind of get it right?
Well, I no, because you, no, because you had some of them that came from kindergarten, and all of a sudden, they're freshmen.
Like,
it's like, who?
Kidding.
The fuck? Like, nigga, where you came from? Like you were just learning ABCs, and you talking about you just graduated 8th grade? Nah, B, like that shit don't work like that.
Like, you so, gotta work, nigga. You gotta put him
mad at Kenny because he tested out.
You don't know how long this man. Hold on,
saying,
hold
he tested on. Tested out. You get mad at Kenny because he tested out of 8th grade. You bad.
How
get mad
because
he a genius?
He
can't test out.
Because he a genius.
Because he a genius. He mad because he a genius. He tested out.
Oh man, fuck that. That nigga was no genius. That nigga don't know ABC yet. Nigga, how you a freshman?
Kenny, come looking for you.
I don't give a fuck. Come find me. I stay in Atlanta. Come find me, nigga. I stay in Atlanta, dog.
I know somebody we can hire as a bodyguard. We'll be all right.
Yeah, let's keep it real 2000. Nobody fuck with us.
We got two now.
Alright, so who's on your list? Who you think should have been
for me, my two, I got three.
That's just
additions.
You're talking about who stayed on the list, right?
The two that stayed on
Danny
the list
Brown
is
Macklemore. We're
yeah.
saying okay, we would be cool with that. So now
so
we're
now,
gonna each contribute like
two people.
Yeah.
So y'all all agree list. That Danny Brown and Macklemore. Yeah.
And
two.
I also yeah. say that Roscoe Dash, Iggy Azalea, I think they should stay.
Exactly.
No. But I mean,
I have no issue with this.
Yeah,
but
we're talking about
music.
Yeah, I feel you. But if we had to put together a list, would we necessarily? That's their list.
No, I would put them on the list. That's what I'm saying. If
we're gonna have a long ass list.
Yes. If I'm composing a list of who
okay.
is about to break out, who had a great year, I'm not gonna just stick with who do I like.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm gonna look at it objectively, and that's what I think people are not understanding.
Okay, so
I'll tell you off top who I think is already y'all already gonna pull off is the Don Tripp and
Kid Ink. Go bye bye.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, and I'm taking off French Montana too.
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Take off French Montana because he had a
but
good year.
How did he have a good year? I'm not even talking about that. But I'm saying, okay.
That's what we're talking about.
When did French Montana blow up?
Last year.
Are you doing
what?
Where the fuck have you been?
You've been doing the show with us. How the fuck? Okay. Explain to me because I guess I'm lost.
We
what,
know
what did French Montana? Yo, what did French? Hey, I'm asking for the map.
I'm with Ralph.
Yo, I'm asking you for the map right now.
I'm
what, did he, what did he drop?
What
did
I
he
can't
do?
Tell you.
All right,
I,
then.
Shot hold on, time out. The only thing I can tell you is his name was everywhere last year.
Yes.
I listened to don't care about this person's music. But I still saw his name blowing everywhere.
Where though?
I didn't all everywhere, over, I was on man. Twitter, everywhere. On blogs, his name yes. was blowing up. But I didn't listen to his music because
Charlamagne
the God, like
yeah, same here.
Charlamagne yeah. the God fucks okay, with him. Like he, a lot of people fuck who? With French Montana. You know, even when I listen to like DJ Premier's podcast, one of the co-hosts on that show, they fuck with French Montana.
French Montana
people fuck with
so nobody
fuck
with Kid Ink.
No.
Nobody fucks
because
with
I look at blogs, I look at websites, I look at, you know, lists. I ain't never seen Kid Ink's name. I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything because I don't. I, you know, Kid Ink could have a huge little B buzz and I just didn't know it.
Yeah. I've seen, right, kids, about, I've seen Kid Ink before. He does not have
but being, wait, all right, hold on. Yeah, we're straying.
No, we're not.
Hold on. Where's the map to French Montana?
Yo,
man,
he's buzzing. What I'm asking is, okay, in 2011, what did he drop to create a buzz?
Shot Caller. Look up Shot Caller. Is his biggest record.
Okay, so that's one track. Okay, what
else? That's one track.
So he dropped a mixtape in 2011.
He's been on the shit,
dog. It's the same thing.
Come on, man. Just because, again,
you know what?
This is a
hand-drawn map to French Montana, nigga.
Are you serious?
This nigga, no, he's off to me. He's off to this.
You don't know how to read a map?
No, this is the issue. You cannot analyze these lists and say it because I personally didn't know who this person was. You don't deserve it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You have
saying
to look
that.
It up first. I'm telling C-Town. You for a fact that his name was huge last year. Huge.
C-Town, it's not a personal opinion. What I'm saying is, I go on websites and stuff too. I didn't see him. But just scheming.
All of us did.
I don't. No, not all of us.
Look, Rod will tell you right now. He's not sitting at home nerding out on blogs all day.
Neither right? am I, but
exactly.
But I'm saying we go online though. Do you not go online?
Rafael, you're
calling
yourself press top.
You know I'm saying? I'm saying I don't go on blogs every day.
Yeah, you did.
No, I'm saying I don't go on blogs every day.
Nah, man.
All I'm saying is if you go home and you're on blogs every day, good for you. I'm not on blogs every day, but I do go check out and see what's hot.
Exactly. That's kind of.
But shit.
You can see him on, but he's been on, man, dude, French Montana's been everywhere, man.
I didn't hear him on the radio. I didn't hear him on the radio in 2011. I didn't hear French Montana on the radio.
And Iggy was. Danny Brown was.
That's Danny true. Brown went on the damn radio.
No, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, I'm like, this on, is man. A question. Danny Brown was no, question
no, no,
mark.
No. But Danny Brown is not a commercial artist in that aspect, though. Danny Brown is not a commercial artist like that. Just like Kendrick Lamar, who is it? And did you hear Sahai? And did you hear Sahai? No, the point. No. The point is that you have some commercial artists that have radio play, and you base them off of that because that is their market. And French Montana, that is his market. But I didn't hear him on the radio.
That's his market. What are you talking about?
Oh wow! Exactly. That's my point, Ken. That's my point, Ken.
It's an irrelevant point.
No, it's not an irrelevant point.
You haven't heard of him?
Did he? Okay. So all right. So you get signed. No. Hold on. No. You get signed to Bad Boy, and your demographic is not the radio.
It's on iTunes. It's iTunes.
Was it on the radio?
Look at it.
Was it on the radio?
New York. Did you listen to that? In New York. I bet. Look it up.
He wasn't on the radio.
Come on, Fee.
What was he getting spins? What's the spins? Like, what? I didn't hear none of that shit in Atlanta, dog.
We're in Atlanta, dog.
But it doesn't, okay, Big Sean is from Detroit, and he ain't get played because he signed to Kanye.
He's with good music.
All right, he's with Bad Boy.
He's with Bad Boy. Then he just got behind him.
Y'all can stick up for French Montana. I'm not doing it.
Ain't nobody sticking up for him. We're trying to educate your ass.
He's telling you why he got the buzz.
And I'm trying to tell y'all, that nigga ain't got no buzz.
To you.
Oh, my God.
Don't put that shit on camera.
Put it on camera. Because everybody always talking about camera. I'm the one jumping on Ken and arguing and shit. This motherfucker arguing some bullshit right now.
Put it on
usually
camera.
Usually, I'll agree with him to the most point, but
he
right now.
He does have a very valid point, though.
You need to stop
what,
it.
Bro? I think he French does. Montana, dog. He didn't do nothing in 2011.
Okay.
But even if he wasn't
on Atlanta's radio, Atlanta is not the world.
And I was gonna say, even if he did, it's still other, like, how do we know the other guys didn't? I mean, just because y'all don't know it, just because y'all didn't see it.
I clearly said that. I said that Kid Ink might have a little B style buzz. Right, I don't know about it. That's what I'm saying. Right now, I can say that I think he should come off because I didn't see anything about this guy.
And that's why he's saying that French Montana.
French Montana, though. But yeah, we're all saying
he gave me one track.
We're all saying that we didn't see We're all saying that we didn't see Kid Ink on anything. We're all saying we didn't see Don Tripp. FIFO got three motherfuckers right now telling him French Montana had a good year. And he said,
You've been watching French Montana before Stacey.
Yeah, based upon what,
so you heard that song he's talking about?
Yeah, that was like one of the biggest, like, damn near commercial singles in 2011.
I would have never heard no y'all
song. So you're giving me one song.
What was it called? How'd it go,
B? So you're giving me one song.
How'd it go, B?
I don't know how it go, nigga.
So Don, what's his name? Don Tripp.
Don Tripp.
Come on.
Don Tripp and
Kidding.
Kidding comes off.
Because none of us ever heard of him. I'd never seen his name on a blog. I ain't never seen his name anywhere.
Do we keep Hobson?
I don't know. He didn't have a good 2011. He didn't do anything really.
Yeah, and he's been in it for a minute. You know, he's a repeat seventh grader.
I guess his buzz did get bigger after the Tech 9 thing.
Right, so that means that he's probably going to blow.
But did it get big enough to make a difference?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like he still had the same fan base he did before. It just got a teeny bit bigger.
Right, I think a couple more people started talking about him.
Yeah, that's really it.
But and I think the Tyler,
it wasn't like a Danny Brown type of thing where it was like, oh shit,
I can't give him Hobson. I really can't.
Yeah, and I mean, I mean,
even though I love Hobson,
he's dope.
I can't give him Hobson.
See, y'all keep a French Montana not Hobson.
Yep. Because more people were talking about French Montana than they were talking about Hobson.
Yeah.
Because remember when the Tyler thing, prime example. Remember when the Tyler thing broke out? What was everyone saying? Who the fuck is Hobson? Everyone was saying, who the fuck is Hobson?
They didn't know who he
was. No one knew who he was.
All right, so Don Tripp. So Don Tripp, Kid Ink, and Hobson come off.
So it's only three that came off, right?
Yeah.
I got three. I can replace those with. The people I replace with is A$AP Rocky, Schoolboy, and Logic. Those would be my three.
Your three you replaced. It was supposed to be two originally, but now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, now it's three of them. It would be A$AP Rocky, Childish Gambino, and Rapsody. If I had to pick three of them.
Based off what? Because I know you don't like A$AP Rocky.
I mean, he had a big
But even though you don't like him, he had a buzz.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If I had to add three in place of the three we took off, I would say Action Bronson. I would say Add 2 dropped a good project. Man, Woman's Call was crazy.
You need to subtract one off the Add 2.
Come on, man. Dude, you don't...
I'm not saying I like him. He's dope, but...
Okay,
a
buzz
right.
like that.
Yeah, he didn't have a buzz like that. Yeah, he didn't have a buzz.
I think I'm following.
He's dope though, but he didn't have a buzz like that though.
No, he really didn't.
He did.
Shit, the only other one I had was I was kind of with B on Rhapsody, but damn. All right, well.
But that Action Bronson, that's a good one.
Action Bronson,
that is a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, me neither. That was a good one.
He did blow his name up last.
Shit, and the other one I have is Matthew Ragazzino. I thought he had a pretty good year. Ron Pace was crazy, and his buzz is getting out there a lot, and that was really a dope project. So, Matthew Ragazzino, Action Bronson, Add 2.
I gotta be real.
If I'm correct right now, I'm about to blow the world up. But you know what? Y'all gonna trip out. I'm gonna say the best one for last, because it doesn't make any sense right now that I'm thinking about it.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, so. Stupid.
Whatever, brother.
The first one I would definitely put in there is Childish Gambino. And that is a personal choice, but it's also a logical choice because I do think that his buzz was fucking enormous.
Yeah.
My second one is more personal, but I do think that they deserve to get more recognition because their buzz came out of nowhere and it blew up fucking quick, was Death Grips. That came out of nowhere and they beat the fuck out of people. Like, that came out of nowhere.
That's 2010?
That was 2011.
11, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm still regretting not putting them on my favorite list, which it should have been. Now, this one, I'm scratching my head why none of us thought about this. Can y'all realize, we didn't mention Tyler, the Creator. Who had a bigger year in 2011 than Tyler, the Creator?
That's true. That.
So why was he not in there?
You're right. I mean, you're right. You hit the bomb. You blew the world up with that shit. God,
I'm like, wait a minute. I just thought about it when he was talking about Hobson. I'm like, wait, Tyler. That was 2011.
God,
Tyler, the Creator, had a bigger year than
everybody.
Than anyone.
I think he had the biggest 2011.
So why was he not on the list?
Or even considered?
That's a good one, man. That is a fucking good one.